AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
You're listening to SBS News.
Uluru and Katajuta are some of Central Australia's most iconic landscapes, included in the UNESCO World Heritage List, and for the longest time have been sacred sites of the Anangu people. They had been known by other names for decades after European explorers renamed Katajuta as Mount Olga and Uluru as Eyre's Rock, after South Australia's Chief Secretary, Sir Henry Eyres. In 1985, the traditional owners of Uluru found themselves at the centre of an historic moment, announced by then Governor-General Sir Ninian Stephen.
I now place in the hands of the Uluru Katajuta Aboriginal Land Trust the title deeds.
The handback was a landmark moment for Aboriginal land rights in Australia and a powerful recognition of the enduring connection between First Nations peoples and country. It was the result of years of lobbying by the Central Land Council and Pitjantjatjara Council to recognise the rights of traditional owners, something the Northern Territory government had consistently resisted. In 1985, Chief Minister Ian Tuxworth argued that the Territory government should have control and that the Commissioner of the Territory's Land Court should decide on ownership, even though Uluru had been excluded from the Territory's Aboriginal Land Rights Act when it was declared the Uluru-Katajuta National Park in 1977.
That Commissioner has already determined that Uluru is not available for claim. And he's also not made any determination that there are traditional owners to the Uluru area. Now, until those things are settled, we are saying that the Aboriginal Land Rights Act has been subverted and changed for political convenience.
The Territory Government had accordingly lobbied for the title to be transferred to them, which the National Museum of Australia says would have resulted in a reduced title for the Anangu and no control in park management. The Hawke Government and Governor-General believed otherwise. Sir Stephen said that would be rectified by the handback and an agreement for the traditional owners to lease the park back to the government.
The trust, by the deed which is to be handed over today, acquires inalienable Australian law to this place which is so special to its members. And at the same time, recognising the special significance of Uluru to all Australians and the appropriateness of it remaining as an Australian national park, the Trust will today lease it back to the Australian National Parks and Wildlife Service as a national park.
Now, the anniversary of that historic handback has been remembered 40 years on, with a public event at Talinguru near Kun Yitjaku, the Uluru Sunrise Viewing Area, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. But the first commemorations took place weeks earlier, in early October, at London's Australia House. High Commissioner to the UK, Stephen Smith, says the official event included 9 traditional owners, dignitaries and King Charles, who visited the site in 1983 during his tour of Australia with then-wife Princess Diana. He appears to have never forgotten his experience.
I remember when I went, at the different times of day was the extraordinary delight. I didn't have time to get my paintbrush out.
Harry Wilson was among the Anangu representatives who made the trip to the UK.
As you can see, the picture of Uluru on the screen here and sort of brings us into tears and sadness and happiness as well.
Stephen Smith says the event itself was a significant one, not just because it's the first time in 7 years that King Charles has visited Australia House.
Normally the palace looks at 50 or 100 year anniversaries. So the fact that we're doing this on the 40th anniversary tells you this was something special.
Anthony Albanese offered some remarks to the official service at Australia House via a video message.
It was a milestone in Aboriginal land rights in Australia and a powerful moment in the story of our continent. Around the world, Uluru is instantly recognised as Australian. In Australia, it stands as a monument to a people's love of country and their determination to see justice done.
The Australian High Commissioner also spoke.
The Yolngu have lived in the area around Uluru and Kathchuka for more than 30,000 years. These places are among the most recognised, deeply significant living cultural landscapes where knowledge, language, song and ceremony have been passed down across countless generations.
Just like 40 years ago, when traditional songs and dances were performed as the handback took place, the anniversary has also included performances. This time by the Nine Anangu traditional owners, some of whom had never visited the United Kingdom before. Sammy Wilson says the song is from their grandmothers and grandfathers and talks about the significance of the rock.
The place has always been ours from long way back.
Manda Mimi.
Our land is sacred.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.